State lawmakers have approved an emergency plan for Louisiana elections taking place in February and later this spring. As Paul Braun reports, Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin's plan is nearly identical to the court-ordered accommodations used in the December 5th runoff election.
The plan allows people who wouldn't ordinarily qualify for mail-in ballots to apply for them for a handful of COVID-19-specific reasons. Folks with medical conditions that put them at higher risk, people whose doctors told them to self-isolate or quarantine, and anyone who has tested positive for COVID or is showing symptoms. The plan does not expand early in-person voting, one of the most popular voting options during this fall's presidential election. Ardoin said the lower turnout he expects this spring will keep the crowds at Louisiana polling places down at a safe level, even without extra early voting days. These emergency rules would apply to the February 6th special election to fill a vacant House seat in Lake Charles, as well as the March 20th and April 24th municipal elections, and whenever voters in the 2nd and 5th congressional districts head to the polls to select new U.S. representatives. Those special elections haven't been scheduled yet. The House and Senate Governmental Affairs Committees approved the plan without objection and without any of the bitter partisan debate that derailed the approval process last year. But the full legislature and Governor John Bel Edwards still need to sign off before the plan can take effect. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.